From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN accuses Islamic State of genocide.
Women and girls, some as young as 9, are used as sex slaves.
United Nations investigators say a systematic campaign of rape, slavery, and killing by Islamic State militants against Yazidis amounts to genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria released a report on Thursday. Paulo Pinheiro is the chairperson of that commission.
And the transfer of Yazidi children from their own families and placing them with ISIS fighters. The public statement and conduct of ISIS and its fighters clearly demonstrate that ISIS intended to destroy the Yazidis of Sinjar in whole or in part.
Islamic State fighters surged into Sinjar, Iraq in August of 2014, killing hundreds of Yazidis. Russia's defense ministry has announced a 48-hour regime of silence that'll be starting today over the war-torn northern Syrian city of Aleppo, where it is backing the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. The announcement came after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Russia and Syria over military action that has undermined a nearly four-month cessation of hostilities. Mr. Kerry, speaking in Oslo, Norway, Wednesday, called for enforcement of the truce.
But it will require good effort in the next week, in the next days, in order to achieve it. And the United States is not going to sit there and be used as an instrument that permits a so-called ceasefire to be in place while one principal party is trying to take advantage of it to the detriment of the entire process.
This is VOA News. More than 3 years of floor speeches imploring congressional action to combat rampant gun violence in America, Democratic U.S. Senator Chris Murphy took more drastic action. He took over the floor of the United States Senate yesterday to begin what became a nearly 15-hour effort to hold the Senate floor. Now, early this morning, he ended up by urging his colleagues to ask themselves what they can do to make sure the country does not experience another mass shooting. Senator Murphy said there was an agreement to take up legislation barring those on the FBI's terror watch list from buying firearms and another bill to expand background checks for gun purchases. Many are unhappy with Congress's lack of effort in implementing reasonable gun control. Robin Thomas is the executive director of the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence.
Of course, that's what Congress is saying because they certainly have completely failed to act in any way. They've completely not stepped up to their responsibility and their duty to pass any laws or even to do research into what laws might work to help address this epidemic. 117,000 people shot in the United States last year, and Congress hasn't done a single thing to address it.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. President Obama yesterday met for a fourth time of his presidency at the White House with Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama. They met privately, and despite Chinese warnings, it could damage mutual trust and cooperation. Josh Earnest is the White House spokesman.
The president has articulated his appreciation for the Dalai Lama's teachings and believes in preserving Tibet's unique religious, cultural, and linguistic traditions.
Mr. Earnest said that President Obama also spoke of the need to protect the human rights of Tibetans. Brazil's interim president, Michel Temer, has been linked to one of the country's biggest corruption scandals in testimony by a key witness made public Wednesday. The former chief executive of state oil company Petrobras, Sergio Machado, said that Mr. Temer had asked for money from the company to fund political campaigns for himself and other members of his party. The oil executive said that Mr. Temer had met with him to ask for $431,000 to finance the campaign of Congressman Gabriel Calita. Mercado also said that he'd arranged brides for Mr. Temer and 10 other politicians. More gunfire underscored persistent border tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan that has killed at least 3 people, wounded dozens, and stranded thousands. Both sides have agreed to a ceasefire, although previous ones have been broken. Pakistan says it is constructing a gate on disputed territory to limit terrorist infiltration. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.